Hello, I'm Natasha Burberry from Think Local Act Personal, TLAC for short, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast on innovation in social care and doing things differently. I'm here today with an innovative organisation working at a community level. Can you introduce yourself and explain a bit about what you do, please, Alex?
Of course, yeah. I'm Alex Kenmure. I'm from Good Gym. We are a way of connecting people by providing opportunity for people to get fit and do good in their community at the same time. We do this in a couple of ways. We have groups that go out every week to do physical volunteering for a local charity or local community group. But we also match our members to help isolated older people, either building in social visits as part of someone's weekly run, or sending two or three people to someone's home to help with a physical task. It could be something super simple like changing a light bulb, it could be shifting furniture, it could be sorting someone's book collection, but those things that make a difference to someone.
That's a real bonus, isn't it? Going to do exercise and doing good for the community at the same time, that's really, really good. What makes your organisation different from other organisations that are out there at the moment?
Weirdly, there's probably a lot that's very similar to a lot of what's out there at the moment, but I think what's really unique about us is the building of purpose into the physical activity side. We can all talk about the outcomes from getting fitter for our mental health and well-being or outcomes from volunteering, but I think we're very, very good at actually building that social purpose into physical activity and harnessing that energy for our peers, other organisations that are out there helping older people in their neighbourhoods.
That's fantastic. Everyone needs a purpose, don't they? You're part of the TLAP Shared Lives Plus and Sky Innovation Programme, which is all about sharing and spreading innovation. What do you think are the main challenges with growing innovation?
Oh, gosh, how do you boil it down? I would say I've come across three main ones. One is infrastructure. So growing something, you either need to build your own infrastructure or you need to link on someone else's. And both are very, very difficult. Both are quite hard work. You can't just grow in isolation. It's quite an obvious one, but resilience, it is hard work. Even when you're doing really, really good stuff, you never win. There's always more you could be doing. And that can be quite a tough thing personally, that you don't revel in the successes. You constantly think about what could be improving. I think probably the third bit is, I think to grow it well, you have to be unreasonable. And unreasonable people are fairly unattractive to be around. You have to be able to believe that things can change, that the norm isn't the normal way of doing things. So to grow things, be unreasonable, but still take people along with you, that's hard. That's hard stuff.
But that's all part of having a reasonable conversation and negotiating exactly what you both need and recognise being really, really good for the community. Can you tell me what you see as the main opportunities of being part of the Social Care Innovation Network?
Well, being part of any network is important. I mean, gosh, we talk about individuals, how important it is to be connected to people. Same for us as organisations. We grow strength through being connected to others. I certainly think being seen as a network is quite important. I'm very, very conscious that at Good Gym, we do one thing very, very well, but we're not going to solve every problem. And we're not going to be for everyone either. But I get quite excited when I see us as a group of interventions. That's cool. That's something people can get behind. And I think actually the diversity of the network is really important. Having that public sector, citizen and organisation group together. There aren't that many safe spaces for us to share our learnings, to talk about things. And I think that's actually where some of the excitement happens, against that isolation. Of those three, none of us have the answer on our own, and it's cool to be able to debate, argue, agree, discover things together.
Absolutely. Everyone needs that safe space, like you said. What do you see the benefits of being part of the network? So you've spoken already about that shared knowledge, sharing information, intelligence, having the safe space, but what does it mean for you as Good Gym?
Well, I think about what we want to achieve by growing. You know, what's the opportunities from growing our innovation? Well, one's discovery. I mean, gosh, I feel like we're learning about something all the time as we grow, and being able to share that and have that feedback loop is really incredibly important. Inspiration, and that goes both ways. It's great to be inspired by lots of the projects and professionals in this network, but similarly, I get quite a buzz when someone comes to me and says, I'm really thinking of doing something similar to Good Gym. What do you think? It means we're doing something right. And overall, like the overall benefit, it's that change in behaviours. And you can see it, it's slow, but it is positive. The direction travels the right, going in the right way. Just the fact that we can all be changing how people think about each other, how we think about our communities, how we think about what a positive life is all about. That's what we're all in it for, isn't it?
It's a really exciting space to be in at the moment, I must admit. How can we find out more about Good Gym?
I am always on Twitter. Good Gym has tons of social media presence. I am one of their kind of key champions, so at idlehands12. I need to update that to something more professional. Sometimes just Google it. Google Good Gym and you will see all the natural, organic ecosystem of how people are making it their own and telling their own stories, which is probably the best thing.
Thanks, Alex. You're definitely not idle hands, that's for sure. As well as the Social Care Innovation Project, people may have heard about the TLAP Directory of Innovations in Community-Based Support, otherwise known as the Rainbow, which can be found on the TLAP website. The directory's only been running for a short time, but we now have 33 organisations contained within it, and we've recently added the Alzheimer's Side by Side programme, which we're really excited about. So please do go and have a look. If you know of any organisations that you feel should be part of the directory, then please do get in touch with us. To find out more about what TLAP does, the directory and the Social Care Innovation Network, please log on to our website and sign up to our e-news, and look out for more podcasts on thinking differently about social care. And that's it for now. So a special thanks to Alex for being here today.
Not at all. Thank you, Alex. Not at all. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.